which Davey from Steve Adamant Band is involved in. The last band, it was a hardcore band called Pregnancy Scares. That was a song called Don't Try, from their demo, which came out in 2011. Before that, his solo project, which is called Male Nurse, and that was a song of the album called Everything's Amazing, No One's Happy. And the name of the song was My Friends Are All Assholes. And the opening track of out of this block was Mother's Children from Ottawa, the song called Sue Doesn't Live Here Anymore, and that was a song from their EP called Are You Tough Enough? Yes, okay, this was the weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Thank you so much for listening. If you like what you heard, you can check out the podcast on CITR.ca, on my blog, rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com. All episodes are available there, as well as the list of upcoming shows in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and also on iTunes. You can subscribe on iTunes and receive all the fresh new episodes of Rocket from Russia through your iTunes program, which you can use on your computer or even cellular phone. Great success. Have fun. This weekend it will be a super great weekend because it's Champions League final, especially if you like football or soccer. If you wish, this will be a great event, a great day. Borussia Dortmund is playing against Bayern Munich. I'm a huge football nerd, and the Champions League final day is one of the best days of the year. I'm crazy excited for Saturday. That should be a great game. So even if you're not super fan, do yourself a favor, start your Saturday with a great game of football. This is it. Thank you so much for listening. That was Steve Adamuk band show. And the show last Saturday, I told a few times that it was a great show. Needles and Pins played that show, and looks like they're becoming one of the top bands right now in Vancouver. They've been very active, and they played a lot of great sets recently. And I even tweeted after the show that the song Hail Bob becomes the anthem, in my opinion, of Vancouver music scene. So I still think so. I haven't changed my opinion. So I'd like to finish the show with a song by Needles and Pins called Hail Bob out of their studio album called 1234. It's a great song. I hope you will enjoy it. And this is it. Enjoy. Have a super weekend. And this is Needles and Pins with the song called Hail Bob. Thank you so much for listening. Have a super, super weekend. We'll be right back.
sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, sausage, sausage, pork,
Press 1 if you are tripping balls. Press 2 if you are planning to trip balls. Press 3, if all the balls have been tripped, yet you find yourself adrift amongst the tubes of the ether, dreaming of tubes amongst spheres that have not yet been you. Pressed 1, you are tripping balls.
Relax. You're not tripping balls. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
For the past 7 years, Sled Island has delivered a hot, fresh, and saucy music and arts festival in Calgary, Alberta. In 2013, it's saucier than ever. From June 19th to 22nd, independent musical acts, visual artists, filmmakers, and comedians, including the CITR Showcase featuring White Lung, will frolic your amusement at over 30 venues. For more information on schedules, venues, ticket purchases, and more, visit www.sledisland.com. Sled Island is proudly sponsored by CITR.
And welcome to another episode of Relentlessly Awesome. And I am your host, Delightfully Delightful Jason. But of course, today's date, Thursday the 23rd, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. I have a lot of excellent tunes to play for you. This first track is an insanely awesome track. They'll be visiting Vancouver tomorrow. They are called The XX. Hope you enjoy it. A solid track indeed. That was called Intro by England's The XX. You're listening to Relentlessly Awesome, and I'm your host, Jason. And I'm with my good friend here, a guest,
Michael.
Michael. He always says, Michael. Is that right?
Yes.
And it's a beautiful day, wouldn't you say?
Yes, it is a beautiful day outside.
How would you describe the day outside?
Two thumbs up.
Two thumbs up. Yeah. He's a movie guy. Yeah. Anyways, this next track is an insanely awesome track from The Land Down Under. They are called The Temper Trap, and this track is called Rabbit Hole. It's an insanely awesome track. Have you heard of this track?
Nope.
Awesome. Shoot the messenger for talking too loud. We'll keep you on the run. Do we get what we want? Every which way you go, they're gonna hunt you down. Make it a believer out of I love that. Didn't you love that? That track was called Rabbit Hole by Australia's The Temper Trap. Now, this next track is an insanely awesome track indeed. It's called West Coast, and it's by The Neighborhood. And they'll be visiting Vancouver sometime next month. Or no, next month. So yeah, you definitely have to check it out. They're trying this brand new sound. Hope you enjoy it.
Old wild westland, nosebleeds, palm trees, and tumbleweeds wrestling. Outsiders say it's happy here, but it's depressing. Too many pretty faces catching my attention, so I look at them. Remind myself in the smudge glass that pretty isn't everything, you punk ass. Always hard to see past the surface when it looks so perfect, but our eyes will disguise dirt on purpose. You listening? I grew up here, under the sun. In grade school, I was the odd one, out of the bunch. And I don't mean I was the kid to eat bugs for lunch. I was the one who wasn't coming from where they're coming from. I speak poetically and never pride my ignorance, but this California shit is rigorous. They say it's happy here, happiness is figurative. I'm happy 'cause of me, doesn't matter where I'm living. The sun was God, I'd be covered in faith. If the ocean was the devil, I'd be covered in hate. I'm so West Coast, it's a goddamn shame. I'm so West Coast, it's a goddamn shame. I'm waking up underneath sheets, naked, still sweating. Slept in late, so everybody else is ready. My friend called up, he said, "Hurry up, buddy, it's almost sundown already." So I hopped up, I went and washed up, I ate some pasta, then I gave my mom hugs. And then I thought, it's gonna be a pretty nice night.
But pretty isn't everything, right?
Golden State mine, I'm taking my time. Plain white shirt and a skinny black tie. My top let down when I get picked up. PCH, so California. Maybe they were right. Happiness is a warm gun. But before you shoot, please warn us. Life is too fun. California, will you marry me? Let God be the sun, and in the ocean they shall bury me. The sun was God, I'd be covered in faith. If the ocean was the devil, I'd be covered in hate. I'm so West Coast, it's a goddamn shame. I'm so West Coast, it's a goddamn shame. I'm so
a lovely track indeed. That was The Neighborhood, and they'll be performing on July the 11th at the Commodore Ballroom with JMSN. Sounds like they're trying a brand new sound. Now this next track is from a band from BC. They are called The Yukon Blonde, and I think you may have heard of them before if you're a fan of the show. This track is called My Girl, but instead of playing it from beginning to end, I'm going to have a little bit of a chat with the man, the myth, the legend himself,
Michael.
Michael? All right. Michael, so I heard that you hosted a show on Saturday. Which show was that?
Well, that was on Sunday.
Oh, Sunday.
It's the Rocker Show.
The Rocker Show. The legendary Rocker Show. Just think about it, people. CITR 420, reggae music. Probably one of the most legendary shows on CITR. Do you agree?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, so you have this interesting story. Go ahead, share it.
Well, I don't know anything about reggae, so yeah. I came in on Saturday at 6 to research some like a playlist, and I ended up staying overnight all the way to the 12 o'clock show on Sunday morning. So I was pretty much fried, I didn't have any sleep. I was like chucking those like 5-hour energy drinks.
Yeah.
So I was really hyper during the show, and it's just basically it's hard to find a theme. Like, people think it's just people just randomly play stuff, but I think there should be a theme going on. So I ended up like, basically my theme was like me learning about reggae, and I just put on like 5 song set list each time, and each 5 songs that have a theme going on.
That is dedication, folks. So you're here 24 hours pretty much.
Yes, I am.
Oh my goodness. And was it an exhilarating experience for you?
Yes, it is. For the first time ever, I discovered vinyl.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, I'm now in love with vinyl.
I know. Okay.
It's like, the sound is so awesome. I understand why people are like, oh my god, vinyl is awesome than CDs or digital. It's like,
I definitely would have to agree with you. Those little cracks in the sound just make the experience so much better.
That's true. Well, not just that, it's like sounds fuller or something. The analog feel or something.
So how would you rate your experience at CITR on Sunday?
How do I rate? Oh my god, I made a lot of mistakes, but I had a lot of fun. I was the only one here dancing. I think, yeah, it's like, well, for me anyway, 5 stars for me.
5 stars?
But I don't know about people out there.
I think that's how we all feel at CITR. Whenever we're on the air, I mean, we are the star of the show. So yeah, definitely. I would have to agree with you. But it was nerve-wracking, right?
Yes, it is.
You made like how many mistakes again?
I don't know. Apparently, my mom was listening and she was saying I did a lot of ahs and ums, and it's just like, she keeps like bugging me about it. It's like, no. But when I heard the track again, it's like, oh yeah, I made a lot of ah and ums. And I played some CDs, the vinyl wrong for like, I didn't know that there's like 2 settings.
Oh
like,
yeah.
33 and 45. I didn't know that. So yeah, things like that happened.
Yeah. Sweet. And I mean, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is error-free radio, basically, because errors are good, right? So we want to make errors because it shows, you know, our human side as opposed to those mainstream DJs.
Oh yeah, like, I just like to point out, if you notice, Jason hasn't said an ah and an So that's how pro he is.
He's so polite, I swear. He's so polite. So yeah,
Oh yeah, by the way, out there, Jason has a new haircut.
Oh. So,
to the girls, yeah, watch right. out.
Thank you very much. All right, well, let's move along and play for you a awesome track. I hear this track every time at work. This track is called Compliment, and it's by Dan Kroll. I hope you enjoy it. You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM.
I was actually looking for Relentlessly Awesome.
Oh!
Okay. It's okay.
Well, that would be awesome.
Yeah, but you're definitely listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
celebrate 30 years of alternative publishing, Discorder will be hosting a birthday bash on May 31st at the Biltmore Cabaret, featuring Hot Panda, Dirty Spells, Phoenix Thunderbird, and Hooves, plus a silent auction with a ton of killer prizes. For more information, go to discorder.ca.
This is an awesome track. It's by Surfer Blood. Surfer Blood sounds like something one of those mainstream guys would say. Surfer Blood, and this track is called Floating Vibes, and they'll be the opening act for Bulls, and they'll be performing in Vancouver on the 30th. I hope to see you there, because I'm going to be there. I'm going to be lingering around the crowd. Presence is going to be there. So yeah, I definitely hope you'll be there too. Bonfire, Surfer Blood, and Foals on the 30th. When you told me you were leaving, I wasn't thirsty for revenge. No, I wasn't disappointed much at all, cause you'll be back again. Then you'd better learn how to surf. The tide will break in on itself when there are no ghosts to return or unearth. If you're gonna do it, then do it. Otherwise you just might lose your nerve. I swear that ocean is smaller before me, and it might have to follow you home. Solid track indeed. The opening act for Foals on May the 30th. That was Surfer Blood, and that track was called Floating Vibes. You're listening to Relentlessly Awesome on CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm joined by
Michael,
and this is Jason. And I just had a quick question for you, Michael.
Yes.
So you're clearly dedicated to CITR 101.9 FM. You've been here. You've been in the studio for, 24 hours. You sacrificed sleep, and, you went through a lot of, blood, sweat, and tears just to come up with a great playlist on Sunday for the Rocker Show. I just had a quick question for you. How many shows have you visited so far?
There's you, Nardwar.
Yep.
And I think, I don't know, I haven't counted. I guess there's just two.
Just two? And what about... Dunkin' Donuts, hosted by the man, the myth, the legend himself, Jonathan.
Well,
or was it Andrew? I forgot his name.
Yeah, yesterday. Well, that last week, after you, there was Dunkin' Donuts, but the guy was like filling in, yeah. So he was just like nervous and just like, he doesn't want me here. It's like, okay, cool, man. I could be outside. So,
really?
Yeah.
He was nervous?
Yeah.
He didn't seem like a nervous type.
I don't know. It's like, you never know.
How was Nardwar?
Nardwar is awesome. Oh my god, it's like, he's a guru. People think that he's like all this crazy stuff. Surprised me meeting him in person, talking to him in person. He is very low key.
Right.
Yeah, and very like, you know, sage. You know, it's like people like think about watch his interviews and it's like, oh, it's like he has this shtick going on. But in person, in booth, he's very, you know, down to earth, calm guy, intelligent guy. So
I would definitely have to agree. I mean, Nardwar is a legend, a bit of a celebrity, some would argue, but
yeah,
but yeah, he's definitely cool. I mean, he's definitely put CITR, you know, a little bit on the map when it comes to mainstream, like interviewing a lot of like alternative artists who wouldn't normally get any attention or any interviews when they visit, you know, these big cities like Vancouver.
That's true. I mean, he is very gracious. He just like, I ask him questions about everything and he just gave them to me freely, all his wisdom and insight and everything. Surprising how popular he is, because like during the show someone called him from like a radio station in Coquitlam or something asking him for some help, and I was just like, wow, you waited here, you know, until Nardwar's on air before you called, that kind of thing. So
definitely, but enough you know, smooching the posterior of Nardwar.
Mr. Serviette.
Yes, he is the man, the myth, the legend. He is a CITR legend, indeed. Okay, so let's move along and play for you this awesome track. Let's see if it's almost done. Soldier On, and it's by The Temper Trap.
Cool.
Peaceful track indeed. That was by Australia's The Temper Trap, and that track was called Soldier On, a favorite for most Temper Trap fans. Now this next track is one of my faves lately. It's called California, and it's by Delta Spirit. I hope you enjoy it. You're listening to Relentlessly Awesome on CITR 101.9 FM. I love that track. That is a track that I listen to all the time at work. That track was called California by Delta Spirit. Now this next track is by a British band called Foals. And this track is called Inhaler. And they'll be performing in Vancouver on the 30th with Blondefire and a band that I just played for you earlier, Surfer Blood. Surfer Blood. This track is called Inhaler. I hope you enjoy it.
I'm
I'm going to be there. Are you going to be there? On May the 30th, that band will be performing in Vancouver with Blondfire and Surfer Blood. It's going to be an insanely awesome show. Now, this next track, I'm just going to play it, and I'm not going to say a word, because last week, my friend here, Michael, and I, we just rambled during this entire song. So, here it is. It's called Six Pack, and it's by Jeff the Brotherhood. Okay, that was an insanely awesome track. Wouldn't you have to agree, Michael?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, definitely. That track was called Six Pack, and that was by Jeff the Brotherhood. Now, you went to our playlist, and you picked out a CD. Which CD did you choose?
The soundtrack for Django Unchained.
Django Unchained?
Yes.
Okay, and why did you choose that soundtrack?
I'm just looking for songs for my intro for my show.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So, just...
How would you rate that movie? I love that movie.
Yes, I did. I also like the movie, too.
Yeah.
You know? A lot of people... There's a lot of, like, Quentin Tarantino haters out there.
Yeah.
For me, I don't mind. Because they say... He's, like, saying, oh, he's ripping off from this movies. And he's just, like, copying. But it's, you know... It's... But if they people just love pay attention, he's not copying. He's like taking those inspiration and he's making it his own. So I think he's awesome. It's relentlessly awesome.
Okay, and I guess the flip side, perhaps the argument from what I'm interpreting from what you've just said is like he's just stealing ideas from other directors that have been used.
Yes, that's the...
Repackaging it.
Yes.
And just showing it to a Western audience to score some cash.
Yes, that's most of the haters' excuse about Quentin Tarantino. I'm a fan of Quentin Tarantino. I think he's an artist, but people, I don't know what. It's like there are people out there that go out of their way, you know, go on forums to just bash Quentin Tarantino's films. I'm like, really, man? It's like it's just a movie, you know.
And on the flip side, I mean, Quentin Tarantino is showing us an ill-informed audience, a Western audience, like some of the coolness that's out there, you know, in the alternative, right?
Yes, that's true. It's like a lot of people end up discovering new things with it, you know, because of Quentin Tarantino. For example, I was watching a Western like retrospective, I think last month at the Cinematheque, and spaghetti westerns, and most of his like soundtracks from Kill Bill was like taken from those movies. And then when I was watching them, I was just like, oh my god, I know the soundtrack, this is awesome. And you understand like, oh, this is the inspiration from this movie, you know, the scene in that movie. And but it's not a carbon copy, it's like you can just see that the guy is just inspired, right?
Definitely.
So it's kind of like same with musicians, you know, remixing, that kind of thing.
True. Yeah, most definitely. I mean, it happens all the time in the music industry and in the movie industry, whether you like it or not. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Well, there is a thing, if you guys Google out there, there is a thesis by this guy. It's called Everything is a Remix. And it's very enlightening about, like, in terms of, like, creativity and about the remix stuff. Oh, we have a caller on the air.
All right, we have a caller, so we're just going to play this track. And then you can talk to Michael when Michael picks up the phone, because I'm not a huge Quentin Tarantino fan whatsoever. So anyways, this track is called Try to Be. It's probably almost finished. And it's by Blue Hawaii.
Well, the
and then the next track is called Skin by Grimes.
You gotta wait until I cook it. You gotta wait until I cook it. You gotta wait till I put it on your plate. You gotta wait until I cook it.
Calling all foodies, don't miss Eat Vancouver Food and Cooking Festival, taking place on Friday, May 24th, Saturday, May 25th, and Sunday, May 26th at BC Place Stadium, Vancouver, BC. For more festival details, visit eat-vancouver.com. Purchase your tickets online and save.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
So again, that was an insanely awesome track. That track was called Try to Be by Blue Hawaii, and they absolutely killed it as an opening band for one of my favorites, Purity Ring, a couple of weeks ago. Again, that was Blue Hawaii, and yeah, I highly recommend checking them out live, because they can definitely perform. Now this next track is called Skin by Montreal's Claire Boucher, aka Grimes. You're listening to Relentlessly Awesome on CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be right back. Okay, that was an insanely awesome track. That track was called Swim by New Sensei. And before that, I played for you Claire Boucher's Skin. And Claire Boucher is also known as Grimes. You've been listening to Relentlessly Awesome, and I'm your host, Jason, and I'm joined by
Michael.
My guest here, Michael. And extremely dedicated guy who wants to host a show at CITR 101.9 FM. And to explain why we talked about Django Unchained and Quentin Tarantino movies, Michael, you wanted to host a show on CITR, right?
Yes, I am. So I want to.
He's this huge like movie buff, right?
Okay.
Like, you watch alternative movies, mainstream movies all the time, right?
Yep, I just watch any movie if I feel, if I like it or something.
Yeah, like, we've been having this, like, heated debate about piracy for the last 5 minutes, but we're not going to go into that on the air.
Oh.
Yeah. No. No, we're not.
No, we're not.
You wanted to apologize to a caller, right?
Yes, because I wasn't able to pick up the phone. I think whoever called, and then by the time I went to the phone, I think it hanged up or something. So
that's right. He hung up on a relentlessly awesome listener. I can't believe it, man.
I didn't hang up. When I picked it up, just like nothing there. It's like, but the thing, in all fairness, I don't know how to operate this like phone answering thing, So there you go. So.
Unbelievable. All right, anyways, we're going to play for you a track from Django Unchained, the soundtrack. And why are we going to be playing you that? Because my friend here, Michael,
yes,
picked up the CD from the playlist. And there are actually some tracks that we can play for you on the air, on the CITR airwaves. Because on the playlist, there are some, marked tracks that we can actually play for you. So, definitely. I'm going to choose track number 10. All right, so it's going to be interesting. Hopefully there's no profanity or anything like that.
I don't know. I haven't heard it.
Yeah, there's a strong possibility for that. You know what? Nah, we're not going to do that.
I don't know. It's your show, man.
Yeah, I know.
Before I have, I have to say, listen tomorrow at 12. It's going to be my demo for like the show that I'm gonna do. It's called The Projectionist. It's basically me reviewing movies. So, and I ask people to call and say, hey, or just discuss movies with me, and that's pretty much it. Yeah.
All right, so that's 12 o'clock on
Friday,
CITR 101.9 FM. Tune in and listen to not the man, not the myth, the legend himself, Michael. That title is reserved for Duncan, the host of Duncan's Donuts. But a great man indeed.
Thank you, sir.
Definitely tune in to CITR 101.9 FM at 12 o'clock and get your phone ready and just like prank phone call CITR 101.9 FM.
No.
And make this guy feel uncomfortable. All right, prepare all these crazy jokes and stuff like that.
No, okay, just a little snippet. I'm not sure which I'm reviewing yet. It's either Star Trek Into Darkness or the upcoming The Hangover.
Cool. All right, awesome, man. It's been a pleasure, as always. This is the end of my show. Please stay tuned for more great programming, like the show up next, which is
Dunkin' Donuts,
hosted by, I believe, the man, the myth, the legend.